This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I do mean it. I really am appreciative of the time that you spend with us. I'm appreciative of the time that you hop on the website, hop on the show, keep the numbers up. Keep the numbers up. I can stay on the air. Seriously. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, that you're spending interacting with the show, and I do appreciate it. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. But mostly I want you to buy look, we have a whole shirt line. You can see it if you're watching behind me. You can see the whole line is hashtag stand. Because we need to start taking a stand for what we believe. Now, you don't need the shirt to take a stand. I got it. But stand out. Stand up. Stand out. Stand for your liberty. Stand for your freedom. Don't be afraid to say anything. Don't be afraid to fight for it. Seriously. Somebody in my neighborhood thinks I was trying to stifle some young kids from participating in protesting and being involved. And it's like, no, you're out of your mind. That's not what I was pushing at all. I like to see our young people involved. I like to see our young people, as long as somebody isn't playing them, long as a certain group hasn't put them up to it and isn't playing them, because that is just so wrong. In more ways than one. It's just so wrong. And you set them up. Look what the Dems did to the poor young kids that loved Bernie, that were on Bernie's side. You guys really they took a beating for you people. And then Bernie, I understand, I don't have the story in front of me, but I had read that Bernie took almost $750,000 up front for a book deal. You know, and he's not giving it back. You know, being that socialist that he is, isn't that what that's all about? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I have no problem if you've listened to the show for a length of time, I have no problem if you call in and you're on the other side of an issue. I really don't. I think that's great. You want to have open, honest dialogue. I sat with a Democrat communication strategist on Sunday, and her comment when we were done was, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could all get along like this? And she had some great ideas. She had some great questions. She answered mine. I answered hers. Helped us come together a little bit more. So I'm not a believer that you can't get, if you're a Republican conservative, you can't get along with a Democrat. You can't talk with a Democrat. Most of the people in my family on the East Coast are Democrats. I can talk to every one of them. I love every one of them. And I was going to say they're all sane, but I'll say most of them are sane. The majority of them are sane. But they're registered Democrats. just the way they've always been. They vote any way they want to, but they're registered Democrats. You and I both know people like that. Come on, guys. It's no different than, you know, to my Catholic friends and my other Christian brothers. It's like, you know, really? So how many times do you go to church? How do you practice your religion? Do people around you know what you believe? There are plenty of Catholics and Christians that are simply Sunday go to meeting or every once in a while on a Sunday go to meeting. You know what I mean? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to get involved in the conversation. Okay, so let's start to get into this. And, you know, pulling out of the Paris Accord is the worst thing a human being could do. We've heard about how bad, you know, Trump has let us down, what he's done to the planet, you know, all this stuff that is just nuts. Right? I don't know how they... How do they justify it in their mind? How does it make sense to them? When they're sitting there, I'd look in America. I would look in the mirror first, America. I'd look in America first. No, I'd look in the mirror first, and I'd say it to see how ridiculous it looked and sounded. And then I would go see exactly what facts I had by which I was stepping out on this tomfoolery. Right? And there was an article in The Atlantic. Said, did Donald Trump just make the planet hotter? Yeah, okay. You know how that works. Maybe he made it hotter attitude-wise. Right? They go all this whole thing that on one hand, the carbon dioxide molecule, three atoms bound together. So already, all the sixth grade level readers are gone. And they try to make you feel stupid right out of the chute. They bond together by electromagnetism that in sufficient quantities can reflect heat energy back to its source. Now, on the other hand, the whole planet, our island in the sky, Earth, a medium-sized rock orbiting a medium-sized star veiled in a thin layer of gas that determines when it rains, when it snows, whether it's a good home. Between these two extremes, the entire phenomenon of climate change, a planet-wide convulsion into the normal functioning of Earth's ocean currents and weather patterns. This is all normal. And again, as I said before, if you do talk to real scientists on this stuff, not Bill Nye, but real scientists, you'll understand. You'll get real answers on this. There is not the... If the Earth... We'll talk about this instead of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to give you a lot to play with, so don't go away. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air, texting me, tweeting me. Now, remember something. If my mouth is moving, I can't respond. I know some of you think I can, but you really can't respond. But I do appreciate the time that you spend writing it, sending it, and just know I'm not ignoring it just because I got nothing else to do and just want to tee you off. It doesn't work that way. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. You can head over to Facebook. We've got a live feed there as well that you can get involved with and listen to. But I want to get back to this climate, global warming, cooling. Garbage. I got nothing else to call it. Some of you guys on the left, this is like your religion, okay? You're so sure that we're wiping out the planet. And you haven't been around long enough to even, I mean, some of us, I remember in the 70s, the bad snowstorms we had. We had some of the bad snowstorms in 30 years. Recently, you know what, in Florida or somewhere, they had some of the worst rains they've had in 100 years. The climate changes. The climate is different from year to year, decade to decade. Do we add some crap? Yeah, I'm sure we do. I'm sure we're adding some kind of crap to the air, and we do what we can. We're one of the cleanest countries. When it comes to, you know, air quality and water and all that, we're one of the cleanest countries in the world. And I went over that with you last hour. Whether you believe it or not, you don't have to. And it's really all about the money, if you think about it. Because in the United States, we give money. If it's a world cause, an animal cause, save the babies, we're giving billions of dollars to it. And we don't even know if it goes where it's supposed to go. Or we don't care to check. I don't know. Maybe we don't want to look like armpits. But like I said in the last hour, the World Planet Fund, who knew they had one? The World Planet Fund, look it up. The United States put $1 million in the World Planet Fund to help clean up the world. Because, you know, it's up to us. Now, we can't be the police officers for the world. You listen to the loons on the left, there's so much we can't do for the world, but we can give money to clean up the whole planet. We can't oversee that money. We can't ask them what they did with it. We can't ask them to prove what they did with it. What did all these other wonderful nations that's supposed to be part of the Paris Accord, want to be involved, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Nothing. They didn't virtually give nothing. They didn't relatively give nothing. They gave zippo. Nothing. No dollars. The World Health Organization came back and said, we have the cleanest air. Think about that. The cleanest air in the world, for a large country, and for a major country. Now, I'm sure there's other smaller countries. Maybe they only have horses and cows or a couple of cars. And you think of all these deals that were made to help the Paris Accord. We got screwed on that deal. We are picking up the biggest part of the bill. And I know some of you guys on the left think that we can just keep printing money. It's okay. Well, it's not okay. It's not right. It's not okay. Now, when we're paying all kinds of money here to, you know, take care of, you know, you scream about we should be taking care of our own when it comes to medical. Well, how about we stop spending money to clean the air for the people who refuse to turn it around, and maybe we can take care of our own. How about we, you know, look at the Paris Accord. Think about that. We got screwed in that deal, too. We were paying a bulk of the money. The two biggest polluters got a break. Makes no sense. And go back to the doomsday, right, predictions that the scientists, they don't really call them predictions because according to science, according to the models, we should have been done a long time ago. So how do you trust these guys? Why do you want me to keep trusting these guys? When in all reality, they have been wrong pretty much every time. The Paris Agreement only worked because it was a consensus that these countries would come together and fight global warming by cutting back on certain things. But it was all voluntary. So why do we need to be in the agreement for something that's voluntary? Right? It's a voluntary plan to reduce emissions starting in 2020. And every 5 years after that, the countries would come together and issue new plans as how they were going to make it happen. You know? I don't know. I look at this stuff and I go, how do you guys swallow this for real? It was a non-binding treaty. I mean, this was toilet paper for all intents and purposes. And countries like India and China, They might sign on. They might not. They get a deal. They don't have to get in line like everybody else does. Right? And this is different than the Kyoto Protocol, which was an early attempt to pull everybody together. The Kyoto Protocol was, I think Al Gore had a big hand in that. And then George Bush comes in and he flushes it. And guess what? We didn't go up in a ball of flames. Right? Car dashboards weren't melting. Plastic, your kids' sneakers weren't melting in the streets. Think about it. So all these doomsday things that they talked about haven't happened. Not even close. Why do you think that is? Because it wasn't real. Simply stated, it just wasn't real. Now, what's really even better is Chris Wallace being, what was he doing? He interviewed Al Gore this weekend. And he actually called him out for almost every one of his predictions not coming true. But I want you to hear what the madman had to say. And I'm sorry, yes, the madman. In the interview, Wallace is grilling him about climate change. And the interview was well over 10 minutes long. And Wallace reminded Gore at one point that his documentary, he claimed that unless the world took drastic measures, that the world would reach a point of no return within 10 years. Wallace added that in his public publicity of the movie, that there was a commercial break, like you're going to have right now. We'll come back, we'll finish this up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Let's see the real side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
We are back. In some places. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Time with GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate it. Appreciate the fact that you're there with us. We have got to be the on Facebook. We've got to be the most polled radio show there is. I'm sorry. That's just. I guess we have the button, right? Indeed. So anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for being part of the conversation. Okay, let's get back to this climate change, global cooling, warming, something or other. And it really is, let me see. You know, we are trying to deal with some technicals. Let's go to it. It'll work on it. All right. Back to the global cooling warming thing that just made me crazy. Now, you know, we got beat on the Paris Accord. We got beat on most of the things that the last administration decided to take on. We really did. And we, you know, again, until we decide that this is not the catch-all. We're going to keep getting... We've got to stand up for our rights as a sovereign nation. We don't do that. But hopefully, all right. So I was talking about Chris Wallace and how Chris Wallace was interviewing Al Gore. And I said, when you come back, I'll tell you. Because this was great. This is not just only informative, but my God, it's so entertaining. So when Chris was interviewing him, he finally said, listen... You did a film in 2006 called The Inconvenient Truth. And for, you know, and in The Inconvenient Truth, you made a lot of predictions based on scientific evidence. He said that you made claims in the documentary that unless the world took drastic measures, the world would reach a point of no return within 10 years. Wallace added that his publicity of the movie... Gore claimed that if the world didn't act, man-made global warming would result in a true planetary emergency. Many predictions made by the scientists and other climate change alarmists like Gore have failed. They were wrong. They didn't come true. Not even close to true. Didn't even smell close to true. For example, in 2007, Gore predicted that the summer Arctic ice in the North Pole would completely disappear by 2013. Because of global warming caused by carbon dioxide emission. That, however, never came true. Same said by Gorse claims that exactly what Walls, you know, I've done these stories before. And it's really eye-opening because you sit there and here's Wallace looking across at Gore and saying, absolutely nothing came true. You yourself said this and that didn't come true. And then Wallace looks at Gore and says, weren't you wrong? And Gore sits up and replies, no! Wait a minute. You said the ice would be gone, and it's still there. Aren't you wrong? No. Look at it through Democrat eyes. Well, when we have seen a decline in the emissions on a global basis, for the first time they're stabilized and started to decline. So some of the responses for the last 10 years have helped. But unfortunately and regrettably, a lot of the serious damage has already been done. Like the one that my plane does every time we take off. Greenland, for example, has been losing 1 cubic kilometer of ice every single day. Okay. Right. Okay. And you know that the Arctic ice would be melted by 2013. Yeah, that didn't happen either. He said, I went down to Miami. I saw fish from the ocean swimming in the streets on a sunny day. Wow. Swimming in the streets? You mean when there were high waves along the ocean height freeways and causeways that are right next to the ocean? And you have these windy days where the fish are blown up and caught up. And get, they weren't swimming, Al. They were sucking for air. They wanted air. They needed to be in the water, Al. They weren't swimming in the street. God. Same thing, you know, we used to see that stuff, or the guys I used to hang around, I'll put it this way. The guys I used to hang around with in high school, when they take a hit of LSD, they saw big fish walking down the halls. Really interesting. The same thing was true in Honolulu just 2 days ago, just from high tides, because of sea level rise now. No, Al, tides get high because of the moon. It's a natural reaction. Sorry, it's a little confusing for you, I understand. Gore went on to explain that the world is now only going to face some of the many consequences he once warned about. We're going to suffer some of these consequences, but we can limit and avoid most catastrophic consequences if we accelerate the pace of change that's now beginning. Among other predictions Gordon made that never came true was his claim that storms would become more intense. The world would see stronger hurricanes on a more frequent basis. He claimed that Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa would lose its snowpack by 2016. But that hasn't happened. Not only has it not happened, it's not even close. Craziness. The man is a lunatic. So let's talk a little bit about all those wonderful things, huh? See, on Earth Day in 1970, there was more than this, but 13 major predictions that didn't come true. And given that today is Happy Environmental Day, according to Google, got to go out and hug a tree or something. So if today's Earth Day, like if I take something from the Earth and eat it, is that kind of the same thing? Maybe a fish? And it comes around, I guess Earth Day, the real Earth Day is every April, something like that. And some of the predictions that were made. Now, I want you to please pay attention. Earth Day, 1970. Thank God it's an even year. Many of you won't have a hard time counting. What are the predictions made by Harvard biologists? Well, it's a Harvard biologist. Must have some truth to it. George Wald says, civilization will end within 15 or 30 years. 15 or 30 years, unless immediate action is taken against the problems facing mankind. All right, so let's give the benefit of the doubt. Made a bad error. 30 years. Well, we're past 30 years. 30 years would have been 2000. Right? 2010, 40 years. We're coming up on 50 years, people. I'm still waiting to see signs of that major cataclysmic problem that we're going to have. They also went on to say, we are at an environmental crisis which threatens the survival of this nation and of the world as a suitable place for human habitation. That's according to Washington University biologist Barry Commoner. Another one. They should have their licenses pulled for this, right? Have their degrees pulled. Hey, maybe they wouldn't just throw it out there. Man must stop polluting and conserve his resources, not merely to enhance existence, but to save the race from intolerable deterioration and possible extinction. That's according to a New York Times editorial, right? This one I love the most. Now, see, again, why aren't you, you science lovers on the left that love to ride guys like me who say we don't believe in science, here you go. I 100% believe in science until they made all 13 of these blunders. The population will inevitably completely outstrip whatever small increase in food supplies we make. Small increase because they felt that we wouldn't have enough water to be able to grow the crops that we need to grow to feed the people. The death rate will increase until at least 100 to 200 million people per year will be starving to death during the next 10 years. Have we seen 10 to 20 million people starving to death? Right? That was from the 1970s, early 70s. That was Stanford University biologist Paul Ehrlich. Most of the people who are going to die in the greatest cataclysmic in history of man have already been born. Well, that didn't happen. He went on to say that world hunger and starvation into famines of unbelievable proportions. Other experts, more optimistic, think the ultimate food population collision will not occur until the decade of the 1980s. Again, Paul Ehrlich. I don't know. Obesity is out of control in many nations. I don't think we're having food shortages, maybe except in the places we've always had them. Right? India. Places in the African Peninsula. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Oh, no, we are not done. Not until I finish up this article. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the fog, but meantime.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on. The Earth apparently is burning up somewhere, somehow. Can't see it, though. Can't even see the glow, really. Look, I'm not making fun in that light. Yes. Do we have to take care of what's been given to us? Of course we do. You know, as a Christian, as a believer in God, I don't believe that we're supposed to torch this planet. Not by any stretch of the imagination. But I also don't believe that the planet comes before us, before man. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've been making fun, I have been making fun, and will continue to make fun, because I can. Of the global Al Gore's global cooling, whatever, climate change thingy. Because I don't know what to call it, because it really doesn't, it's not true, it's not real. So, again, back in the 70s, we had our first Earth Day. There were all kinds of predictions made. And, you know, they spread all this fear. And nothing, absolutely nothing happened. Then in 2006, Al Gore stepped in and said, hey, I can make some money from this. And he made a whole bunch more predictions that didn't come true. You guys keep giving him money. And nothing ever comes to fruition with him. Demographers agree almost unanimously on the following grim timetable. By 1975, widespread famines will begin in India. These will spread by 1990 to include all of India, Pakistan, China, the Near East, Africa will be totally wiped out by the year 2000. Or maybe even sooner. South and Central America will exist under famine conditions. By the year 2000, 30 years from now, the entire world, with the exception of Western Europe, North America, Australia, and Australia, will be in famine. North Texas State University Professor Peter Gunter made all these predictions back in 1970. Professor, we're supposed to be able to trust and believe him. None of this stuff has happened or increased. In a decade, urban dwellers will have to wear gas masks to survive. Oh, that's a great one. 10 years from 1970, everybody should have been walking around with gas masks. That's because air pollution was going to be so bad. And by 1985, air pollution will have reduced the amount of sunlight by one half. At the present rate of nitrogen buildup, it's only a matter of time before the light will be filtered out of the atmosphere, and none of our land will be usable. That's the ecologist Kenneth Watt. Now, nobody made fun of any of these. That's the funny thing about all these scientists at the time and after. Nobody made fun of any of these guys or any of these predictions. They never said a word. Wanted to make sure they kept getting their grant money. But you look at this, and you say, why didn't anybody say, wait a minute, this isn't, 5 years out, 10 years out, 15 years out, we're not even moving in that direction, guys, we need to look at this again. Paul Ehrlich again says air pollution in 1970 is certainly going to take hundreds of thousands of lives in the next few years alone. By the year 2000, if present trends continue, we'll be using up crude oil at such a rate that there won't be any more crude oil left. Wow. I guess that stuff that they found underneath the United States that will take us hundreds of years out, yeah, that'll be done. Too bad. You'll drive up the pump and say, hey, fill her up, buddy, and he'll say, sorry, sir, there isn't any. That was according to, again, ecologist Kenneth Watt. One theory says that the Earth's cloud cover will continue to thicken as more dust fumes and water vapor are belched into the atmosphere by industrial smokestacks and jet planes. And this will scream from the sun's heat, and planet will cool, and the water vapor will fall and freeze, and we'll have a new ice age. I must have been in a coma through that period because I missed that. The world's been chilling sharply for about 20 years. This is back in the 70s now. If present trends continue, the world will be about 4 degrees colder for the global mean temperature in 1990, but 11 degrees colder in the year 2000. This is about twice what it would take to put us into an ice age. So after all these predictions are made, after none of this stuff came through, by the year 2000, and then it kind of waned for a few years. And then Al Gore steps up and says, let me lie about it from here. I mean, let me take it from here. And Al Gore steps up and says, if we don't, again, right? We're hearing it again. If we don't stop doing A, B, and C, it's over. Right? So, again, I say to you, none of this stuff happened. None of this stuff came true. Those same scientists or same people are pushing the same garbage and put a different date on it. And you're still giving them money. You're still talking about how great it would be to be able to save this planet. Well, you can't save it from something you have no control over. You can't save it from bullpucky science. It doesn't work. Eight five five real Joe 855-732-5563 And I really do appreciate your time you're spending with me. I don't understand how easy it is. I'm not blaming anybody, and I'm not on your case. I just want to say, how did they get you so easily? Seriously, it ain't right. I get it, but how did they get you this easily? Okay, so let's see. What can I have some fun with? I thought I was going to be on that a heck of a lot longer than I thought I was. Well, I guess, you know, and I'm kind of full of it. I'm kind of done with all this stuff. We have, of course, we have all this information, all this scientific information. They beat on us conservatives. They tell us that, you know, babies aren't babies because they're just a ball of cells because that's what science says. And it's really not exactly what science says. And we're supposed to believe it. We have to believe it because we can't believe in God. We have to believe in that. And you look at them and say, well, wait a minute. You're calling science on this climate change. It's settled science, but nothing has happened. Nothing you have said was going to happen has happened. So do we keep listening? Do we keep giving you money? Do we keep paying attention? Again, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be with you on the other side of the break, top of the hour. We come back, we're going to talk about the Democrats. Well, you know, we do that a lot. But this time, we're going to talk about their inability to get out of this whole, I don't know, denial? I don't even want to call it that. They're actually living in an altered universe. Now, we've touched on it a few times on the show, but I wrote about it this week. You can find it up on the website, therealsite.com. And they won't even take 10 minutes to honestly look at what they're spewing. And I think that who was the woman this week? Kathy Griffin. Griffin, Griffith, whatever her name is. I don't really care. But she was a perfect example of how the DNC operates. She did something wrong in the full version of the filming, videotaping, whatever you want to call it, recording. She said she knew that what she was doing was wrong, and that they might even have to move over it. She knew. The backlash. She knew the problem she was going to have. And she made the conscious decision not to care about it and just go. And that's okay. I mean, you're a big person. You make the decision. You move on, right? And that all makes sense to me. That's all good. But then she comes back and tries to get you to believe that that's not quite what happened. That she was being bullied by the man. She was being bullied by the white man. You know, the good old boys club. Because I'm sure it was the good old boys club that told her to go do that stunt and they would back her, right? She knows his limits. She's a comedian. She's been on plenty of stages. She knows the audience. She knows his limits. She knows what she can and can't do. It's an extreme cop-out. And then she turns around and she blames the white guys in her industry. She blames how hard it is for a woman to get ahead in her industry. No, Kathy, the problem was you. Just you. Your bad misjudgment. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Top of the hour. We're going to come back. Democrats, they're still living in an alternate universe. We'll be back in a few minutes.